the injury situation as a whole is getting better, not only in terms of actually having players not suffering with injury, but getting to a position where they can really impact on games as well. Let's just pick through a few of the names. Chris Dunn, I know, obviously, when he was suspended last Saturday, there was a bit of an injury concern with him as well. Has the rest done him good?
Well, I'll burst your bubble immediately because he's going to be out for probably 4 to 6 weeks. Saw a specialist on Tuesday, and he had a niggle in his groin, but obviously, you know, he got smashed in the first half at Wickham, and the penalty incident has obviously opened his groin up to an extent where he now has a bigger problem, and it's not going to need surgery, but it's going to be a month to 6 weeks.
Yeah, so again, rather typical of the season so far. You take one step forward, perhaps one back as well. But Sam Besant, you mentioned how you've been happy with the way he's been settling in, and rather like earlier in the season, he's got another chance now to really show what he can do.
Well, we'll give him an opportunity. It really is now down to him. Every second choice or every goalkeeper that's one of the two wants an opportunity. He had one in pre-season, did particularly well. We put Chris back in when he was fit. Now he's injured again, so now he has another opportunity to cement a spot in the team. And, you know, everyone gets opportunities in life. It's down to those who grab them. You know, I'm pretty certain that he's capable of grabbing it. And now the rest is down to him.
With Harrison Dunk, he came off at half-time last weekend. How has he been getting on?
Hasn't trained this week. Be touch and go for the weekend. He's normally a pretty good healer, so he may have a chance for the weekend, but I won't know that until much before Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, and it goes without saying he's played well so far this season, so obviously you'll be keen to have him back. Everyone else, is it just Keith Keane and Josh Coulson?
Yeah, I think Elliot's got a bit of a hamstring from the game on Tuesday. He got through the 90 minutes, didn't feel anything, but woke up yesterday and said his hamstring was a little bit sore, so we'll have to see how he is this morning. But apart from that, we've got some of our key players more ready to play this week, I think. So I'm not saying they're going to be firing for 90 minutes, but you know, we need them firing for as long as they can, because we're only going to get better when your better players are fit and well. So it's important that that we help them through this period.
Yeah, that was another bonus from last weekend. You mentioned it after the game, but to have the likes of Barry Corr, Jeff Hughes back in the side, Rory Gaffney as well playing 45 minutes, getting good minutes under their belts.
Yeah, I don't think the plan was to play Jeff or Barry for 90, but I think the way the game went, it dictated that we needed them to. Obviously, with Harrison coming off at half-time, we'd already spoken before the game that if one of them needed to do 90, that Jeff would do it. But obviously chasing the game, we left Barry on the pitch as well. He's come up with the equaliser, and you hope he's going to come up with a winner, but it was a bit of a risk, but they've both come through it okay. They both played 45 minutes on Tuesday, you know, hopefully by the weekend they'll be a little bit closer to where they need to be.
I suspect it's always quite tricky to say, but with Rory Gaffney, obviously he's taking these steps forward. What sort of timescale do you think it will be for him to be able to start a game? Could that be in the next month or so?
It could be Saturday. It really, when you're a manager, sometimes it's day after day. It can sometimes just tick over, and life is extremely easy and happy, and everybody's fit and well, everybody's playing well, the team selects itself, and you just go from week to week. And then you get periods as a manager where you're having to make an incredible amount of decisions about different people almost every day, and life becomes far more difficult, and sometimes you get those decisions right and sometimes you get them wrong. So Rory is one of those decisions that's in the mix at the minute, and I can't really tell you when that will be, but I may wake up Saturday morning and say, well, let's put him in.
Yeah, it's just a case, I suppose, of looking at all of the different factors, all the different evidence in front of you, and then ultimately, as the manager, you've got to make that judgment call.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than that. It's a balancing act at the minute. You know, we've how many can you put in the team on one day who are still not 100% match fit when you're playing for points and you're playing a team at the top of the league? How many can you put in? So, you know, it's not just the decision doesn't just surround Rory; it revolves around several others because, you know, that's the predicament that we're in at the minute.
Yeah, and as part of that, with your strikers as a whole, Jordan Slew and Danny Carr have been a bit further out of the picture at the moment. When it comes to a balancing act, is that on your mind that there could be loan options potentially for the two of them? But then we've seen what happens with the injuries, and again, it's one of those decisions, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not looking at anything at the minute. We're just trying to keep everyone around us as best we can. And, you know, selection process is, you know, very simple sometimes. You know, if you've got 20 players, only 11 can play, only 18 can be on the match day squad. So, you know, you'll inevitably ask me questions about the two that ain't in the, that are not in the 18. So that's the life of a football manager.